And fortunately, I decided in 2008 to return to Ghana. After 28 years of absence, I wanted to document and film the 2008 presidential elections. And there, I started by searching for the footprints in my childhood. And before I even knew it, I was suddenly on a stage, surrounded by thousands of cheering people during a political rally. And I'd realized that when I left the country, free and fair elections in a democratic environment were a dream. And now that I returned, that dream had become reality, though a fragile reality. And I was thinking, was Ghana searching for its identity like I was looking for my identity? Was what was happening in Ghana a metaphor for what was happening in me? And it was as if through the standards of my Western life, I hadn't lived up to my full potential. I mean, nor had Ghana, even though we had been trying very hard. Now, in 1957, Ghana was the first sub-Saharan country to gain its independence. In the late 50s, Ghana and Singapore had the same GDP. I mean, today, Singapore is a first world country, and Ghana is not. But maybe it was time to prove to myself, yes, it's important to understand the past. It is important to look at it in a different light. But maybe we should look at the strengths in our own culture and build on those foundations in the present. So here I was, December 7th, 2008. The polling stations opened to the voters at 7 a.m., but voters, eager to take their own political fate into their hands, were starting to line up at 4 a.m. in the morning.